W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of The First Thing About You by Chas Hayden, narrated by Tobias Forrest.
For my mom, who is the most selfless person I know, thank you for putting up with me. I love you. Far. New Jersey Pizza. The day before I moved to New Jersey, I told my only friend that I was okay with never seeing him again. Friend is a pretty generous word to describe us, but I wanted to feel like I was leaving something behind. I'd always had a knack for burning bridges. This, I believed, was a trait I inherited from my mom, who knows how to get on with life. But lots of people come and go with little regard for the people they're leaving. My nurses almost never look back. And I can't let that bother me, because A, most of them don't think two thoughts about me in the first place, and B, I need to keep the revolving door turning to avoid a lapse in my care. That's not to say my parents aren't capable of taking care of me. I wouldn't have been alive and starting my sophomore year of high school without them. But they can't do it every second of every day, so we hire nurses who are reliable enough to attend school with me and make sure I don't die on their watch. On the first day in our new house, I sat watching a preseason football game with my brother, Ollie, who was wearing a sweatshirt from the University of Virginia, his future college, and the lacrosse team he'd be playing for the following year. He was sitting next to a stack of boxes on the couch we'd dragged across the country. Our parents walked in, each looking more exhausted than the other. Mom's hands were placed firmly on her hips, which actually wasn't a sign of her being mad. She was about to ask us a question or tell us to do something. "We're ordering pizza for dinner, okay?" she said. "I'm tired and there's nothing in the house to cook anyway." "I hate pizza," I said. "It's gross." "Too bad, Harris. I'm not running to the grocery store at 10 o'clock just to buy you chicken nuggets. You can deal with pizza for one night." She walked away, leaving no opportunity for a rebuttal. To argue with my mom, I had to be faster. "Dude, we're in New Jersey. Some of the best pizza in the country is right here," Ollie told me. I ignored him. Dad lingered behind.
"Ollie, can
sample complete. Ready to continue?"